Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and today is May the 4th, 2017. Some of you may recognize today as being something about Star Wars, and some of y'all out there may be recognizing this as something about prayer. But whatever day you recognize this, this is us on the PRF table talking about tonight, praying for your finances. And this is the first session of many. So if you've been listening to us for the previous month, then you also know that last month God led us to dealing with fasting for your finances. And so what God gave us for this month, May 2017, is praying for your finances. And we want to just let this be a time of where we just don't come together because somebody has deemed this a national day of prayer. And we pray for just all of these things. We want to be so intentional that God has no choice but to hear. So that's where we're at tonight. We want you to get involved. We want you to call in 347-215-7934. I say that for those who are listening online or through our Facebook page, facebook.com/PRF. We want you to get involved. We want you to call in. You know what you're going through. And this is something that I wrote earlier today. Too many continue to experience financial challenges. Yeah, in the church too. Yet they keep being told to pray, especially in the church. Are you praying without ceasing or just when you come to church? Is that the time when you really go and petition God? God, I need your help when you come to church, when the bills are due. And then there's also so many leaders that are out here. I say religious leaders. If I got to call out pastor, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, whatever. It's just so many of us know that y'all are struggling, yet there just continues to be a lack of concerted effort specifically for this area of ministry and what we're dealing with tonight. So, yes, we take nothing away from anybody's prayers, but right now it's just time for some things to be broken. Earlier this year, we started off with your health is your wealth, right? Last month we dealt, you know, and then we had release from financial bondage a couple of months ago. And last month praying, you know, fasting for your finances. And here's what God keeps showing me. No matter what you do, you really got to have an active prayer life. You got to have an active prayer life. And we want to deal with some of that today. We want people, those of you who are listening, if you want us to pray for you, then guess what? This is different than church. Because you ain't got to stand up. You ain't got to walk all the way down the front of the aisle. All you got to do is call this number, 347-215-7934. And we're going to get in on this. This is what we're going to do. And Mama, I know this is a different introduction, but here's what we're not going to do. We're not just going to limit this to every Thursday night at 8 p.m. as we normally have the PRF table. I've contacted several people, and I've asked them to come and pray, and here's how it's going to be, at least on Thursday. Somebody that calls in and that's willing to pray for your finances, once we're done, we're done. So we're not doing a whole bunch of teaching this month. We just want to pray. And so if any of our shows wind up being 15 minutes, they wind up being 15 minutes. And we're going to make sure that we get all these posted on our website. We're going to make sure we have it all in one spot because we want folks to be able to grab a hold to this so when they hear it, that they can join in with these prayers that we're coming to you with, presenting to you as those who have been so faithful to listen. Look, time out for so many things that's going on in your lives when it comes to your finances. And I'll take it a step further when it comes to your possessions, your resources, and your finances. And so that's what we're going to do. And we are so blessed and fortunate to have back with us our dear friend and sister, who she doesn't need any introduction, but if you wasn't here with us in January, we're gonna have to give us some type of introduction. I believe her name is Kimberly Silas. I told you I'm pulling out all the tricks this month, because time out for playing games. We gotta be really, really serious right now, because some things are coming, and God wouldn't have let us here, Mama. He wouldn't let us here. So before I go any further and bring Kimberly on, I do want to give you your moment, Mother, if you feel that is necessary. If not, we want to bring Miss Sister Kimberly on, because she's going to be here for a short while. And like I said before, we don't have to be here all day. So, Mama?
You can just continue on.
Amen. See, we're flowing in the spirit today. Sister Kimberly, how are you doing this evening?
I am well, Dr. Dunlap and Mama. Am I coming through clear?
Good evening.
You are great. You are great.
Good evening. Great evening, shall I say.
Yes,
Dr.
great evening.
Dunlap, you always, always bring me to tears. I mean to tell you, every time. I just want to thank God right now in this moment that the PRF table and Dr. Dunlap are always in a cohesive alignment with the Spirit of God. When I tell you that it is not by accident that the theme for tonight, praying over our finances, our resources, and our possessions, is in direct alignment with my daily meditation, and it came from St. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and carry burdens, and I will give you rest. And I know that I have felt a sense of peace on today, that I refuse to consistently worry about things that I know that God has already empowered me to overcome. And I am so incredibly grateful that I realized that broke is a circumstance and poor is a mindset. I no longer maintain a mindset of broken or poor. And I'm just so incredibly grateful, because when you said that tonight we would pray over our circumstances and we would redirect the show on this evening, I went back and I readdressed my morning meditation, and it's I rest in God. I rest in God, and I know that although there appears to be chaos and breakdown in the day-to-day activities of our world, that when we really reflect on our level of empowerment and where we are in the body of Christ, there is never a breakdown. It's just a lack of, as you said, a concerted effort to convey our level of empowerment and to realign us in right consciousness. And I'm just so grateful, Dr. Dunlap, that you set precedent for us speaking on matters that matter.
Yes.
The matters that matter. So with that being said, I think my prayer this evening is on leaving the past in the past and looking towards a higher mark. I just want to thank God for all the provision that he has aligned me with and aligned us with, and that we be proper stewards for executing those resources and provisions in the right area.
Yes.
And
you know, remember what I said a few moments ago, that when you're done, you're done. See, the beauty of what we're doing tonight and what we'll do every time we come on the air this month outside of these four Thursdays at 8 p.m., it doesn't sometimes take all of that. And I put that into quotation marks. If you come to God regarding your finances with a sincere heart, sometimes it don't take all that. If you ain't talked to him in 5 weeks and now a situation has come up, it still does not all the time take all of that. Just go to God and be so sincere with what's going on in your heart. Be sincere with what's going on in your heart. this thing right now is so serious. Every time I turn around, and everybody knows this, every time I turn around, I look on TV or whatever, I'm always seeing PRF. I'm seeing something related to possessions of resources and finances. And we have to come together as believers. You know, the Bible is very clear in talking to us to let us know that God don't need a million folk, 10,000 a flight. Imagine what two serious people coming to God on behalf of other people's finances can do. This is such a simple thing to do, yet it seems like it's so difficult. And so I'm grateful, Sister Kimberly, that you've come on to offer that prayer. And we take it, we receive it, we consecrate it in the name of Jesus, that what you have spoken, that it comes to pass.
Thank you.
Amen.
Listen,
Dr. Dunlap, can I interject quickly, because you
please.
Said come to God with a complete sincerity. My PRF family, you're aware that my brother made his transition in January. And, of course, I dealt with anger and questions and fear on how I was going to move forward, because my brother was my helpmate. He was the one that helped me with the elder care for my parents. And that was in January. We have now transitioned into May. On the outward surface, there is no increase in salary, but I have been able to do more with a little bit of money than I assumed that I would have been able to do with twice as much. And I have to attribute a lot of that to, during the midst of my storm, I was affiliated with the PRF table, and you instilled, or you encouraged me, never, ever, ever operate in fear and do not doubt my empowerment. And what I do on a day-to-day basis is that I continue to speak truth over my circumstances and know that it is God's desire that I live and operate in abundance. And no matter what I go through on a daily basis, I keep telling myself that truth, no matter what the outward appearance looks like. And I realize right now, today is May 4th, my parents are healthy, they are happy. They're going through their own process of grieving, but the concerns that I assumed they would encounter, we have not encountered that. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for educating, inspiring, and uplifting me to look at it from a different perspective. Because if you had allowed me to stay in my pity pot, it could have come out considerably different. And I am eternally grateful for that. And no matter what I have going on, I want to always be a member of this family ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good. For those of you who are just joining us, we are sitting here just coming to a place of recognizing that we just must pray right now in this season. Not as if we did not need to pray before, but right now this is where God has us at. And we are praying for your finances. This is what we're doing, not just on this Thursday night or the other Thursdays of this month, but we're going to have some individuals that can't be with us on Thursday that have said, we will come and pray for your finances. See, we got to be smart. The enemy is very, very good. And I'm going to bring my good friend, Pastor Javon Jackson, on in a moment. But the enemy is so good at knowing that some of you are just going to do the same old thing. You're going to hear the pastor say, you deserve to be blessed. And so you're going to take it, but what else do you do? You're going to hear some people that's going to say certain things and pray certain things over your life, but I'm trying to tell you something. There's some stuff that you got to do. And what we've done for this whole previous month in April, we were speaking out of Mark chapter 9 and Matthew chapter 17. And at the end of that conversation that Jesus had with those in the text. He said, this thing only comes out by praying and fasting. And so we had to make sure that we put enough attention on the praying piece, because sometimes you get folks that want to focus on the praying piece and leave out the fasting. And then there's some who want to focus on the fasting and leave out the praying. But if I'm going to take what Jesus said, and he said praying and fasting, then and is a conjunction, if I'm not mistaken. That means there's it connects what was at the beginning, and it also connects what's at the end. And so I just want us to take that. I want you to take it. I want you to meditate on it. And it's so funny, Sister Kimberly, that you mentioned Matthew 11:28, because as I was riding, I was coming back in town today, and the scripture came to me, and here's what came to me, not the whole scripture, but all who are weary. I'll take a picture of it and probably post it maybe later. But that's the words of God, all who are weary. So I want you, those of you who are listening, not just for yourself, but for other folks. You know folks that are struggling too, just like we as ministers know folks that are struggling. But if you don't ask the folk who are weary to be a part of this process where we come together to break some of this weariness, then what are you doing? And so we're going to take a little short interlude. It's going to be quick. And when we come back, we're going to come back with my good friend, Javon Jackson, the pastor, my friend, my brother. So we'll be back in about 30 seconds. All right, welcome again, brothers and sisters. We are listening to Praying for Your Finances. This is our first session. This is the PRF table. This is Dr. Nate Dunlap, one of your hosts. We also have Sister Mary Ann Williams, also known as Mama, and Kimberly Silas, one who has blessed us with her presence back in January and has been a part of the PRF table ever since. Pastor Jackson, good evening, sir.
What's up? What's up, brother? How y'all doing
today? Oh, my goodness. We are trying to really get it in. Before you came on, I know you've been listening for a few moments. One of the things that was mentioned was, and I mentioned it, I'm not afraid to say it, sometimes it don't take all of that. Sometimes it doesn't take all of that. It doesn't take an hour to get a prayer through to God. You can get a prayer through to God in 5 minutes if your heart is sincere. You can get a prayer through in 2 minutes. I'm not advocating short prayers or long prayers. I'm just saying the number one thing that we got to focus on, my brother, is that your prayers need to be sincere. And I'm going to just tell you where I'm at. I'm just a little tired right now, and that's why I've called on great men of God like you and others to really help us pray for finances, because you know it as a pastor and oh, my goodness. So many people are struggling right now.
Yes,
and then there's so many people that not only are they struggling, they don't want to say nothing about it. Mm-hmm. There's so many people dying without life insurance. That's a PRF-related matter. But they don't say nothing out loud, but they speak volumes once they die, because we see the GoFundMe accounts. We see the T-shirt sales. Yes, we see the chicken dinner. And so if we don't come together to just deal with this. God has started to give me some insight earlier this year about some things going on around us. And I'm really doing my best to try to prepare God's people. Not as if you and the other pastors are not doing your best to prepare God's people, but this thing is about, and you agree with me on this thing is about being holistic.
Yes, sir.
This is not about us coming together and coming, and I mentioned this earlier in the opening of the show tonight. This thing ain't about when your finances get all wacky. That's when you go to God. It's not when you come out of bankruptcy that's when you go to God. No, you should go to God after the bankruptcy and continue to go to God, because you could have still been in the bankruptcy.
Yeah.
You could be heading back into the bankruptcy. So one of the scriptures that came up for me was out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that we got to pray without ceasing. We can't stop praying. I see too many times that a lot of people, and then I'll stop my commentary after this, but a lot of people, when God gives them some reprieve, when he gives them some relief, they think that they're good. And I want folks to know, that's not the time that you just think that you're good because you've got some reprieve. You need to keep on. Keep on. And keep on. And it may be a different way of looking at it, Pastor. I don't know. I'm giving what God has given me. We gotta speak to what we know sometimes is reality. And then the last thing I'll say, and I'll give you the floor, Doc, is in 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, we know that was when you go back and you read it, Solomon was having a deep conversation with God. As the leader, he's like, "Look, God, look. Man, come on." I mean, he probably wasn't talking to God like, "Man," but I'm just saying, just you got to know, if you go back and read it, he was sincere. And we always talk about 2 Chronicles 7:14, but I challenge folks to go back to chapter 6. Just go back to the beginning of chapter 7. But when the God spoke, he spoke what we know oftentimes, 7:14, right? "If my people call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray."
Mm-hmm.
It don't stop there. You got to seek his face. You got to turn from your wicked ways. And then he'll hear. And so I want folks to know there's a whole bunch of steps to this. It's not just I'm going to pray and I'm be good. You could pray and not be humble.
Yeah.
You still pray, but he's like, if you call by my name and you're humble and you pray and you seek my face and you turn from your wicked foolishness and craziness, then I'm going to hear from you. Then I'll forgive your sin. And then I'll heal your land. And so that's my heart, Pastor Jackson. And I'm sorry I didn't do a good job at introducing you. Pastor Javon Jackson from Holsey Chapel, right? Holsey Chapel, see of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Columbus, Georgia. You got a saying or something, don't you, Pastor? There's some type of slogan or something that y'all have. I don't want to, because there's two Holsey Chapels in Columbus. So go ahead and make the distinction for us.
God's mighty fortress on Main Street. Yes, sir.
Mighty
yes, sir.
Fortress.
That's it.
Oh, man.
That's it.
I got to get back over there and see you soon. But, Pastor, I give the floor to you. If you would like to pray, if your heart feels like to pray, if you want to give some commentary about what we're doing, and I give it to you. This is no holds barred this month on the PRF table.
Yes, sir. First, let me thank you for this awesome piece and outreach and understanding. I think you said the word earlier. This holistic. I want to say approach, because it should be the way we do ministry, the way we live ministry, and I think that's what we missed. How God is big enough to fall into every avenue of our life. And so I just want to thank you for your dedication and your commitment to the PRF team, for all you're doing in this way, and as it relates to our finance and life in general. I think you said something powerful. A lot of times we miss the responsibility of us, our own responsibility. We fashion God as this genie, that all we should do is pray, and then God will pop or plop whatever we're praying for into our lap. Versus mm-hmm. the idea of God leading us and guiding us and speaking to us and directing us. But as with the direction, you can hear direction and not follow. So my prayer will be simply in that vein, to help us hear God's direction, hear and follow God's direction. And so we can go into prayer. Thank you, God. First, God, we honor you for your willingness to be our leader and our guider. That the word is clear, that you you will put all your efforts, everything you are, your being, into leading us to this place, God. And God, we can't help but to honor you for that, for thinking it not robbery to take our frail, our weak minds and offering yourself as leader. God, my prayer tonight is that you give us the audacity to learn to listen to your voice and then to follow your voice, God. You've made provision plain. You've provided from the very foundations of the earth. You provided everything that we need, God. And, God, you've given us the avenues, the tools, in order to get to the place to which you called us to be, to walk in our liberation, God, from whatever we're in, God. You've given us those avenues, God, and we pray for the strength now that you would give us, that we would learn to walk in those avenues, learn to utilize those resources, learn to operate within those tools, God, that leads us to that place, God. Let us not get sidetracked and fall into our own and then expecting you to rescue every time, God. But let our relationship be consistent, God, to where we're constantly in conversation, communication with you, and that you're constantly guiding our feet, like the word would say, that you're ordering our steps, God, and that we're constantly navigating through life, following your direction. So, God, my prayer tonight is that you give us the mind, God, the mind to submit to you, the mind to follow you, the mind to be led by you, God, that we may understand your purpose, your plan, God, that we may experience what you've called us to experience, God. And we thank you right now again, God, just for being the providing God you are. Give us wisdom, God, to tap into that provision. My friend, in Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I think we all can, I believe we all have received that. I'm about done. I've told everybody, I said, listen, we're going to come pray what we pray for. We're going to believe and trust God for whoever comes on the show tonight. And we're going to make sure that we get these reposted, not just on the PRF Facebook page, but we're going to get these posted, Pastor Jackson, Mama, Sister Kimberly. We're going to make sure we get these posted on the website, because there are some people that when they click on the PRF website and they look at what is going on, they don't have the opportunity to necessarily call somebody right at that particular moment. So we want to give them an avenue to be able to say, let me hear something that God has spoken. Let me hear something that somebody has spoken on my behalf that doesn't even know me. The beauty of what we're doing right now is that there are some people who are going to be the beneficiaries, and I love that word, the beneficiaries of the prayers that have been spoken on tonight. And so, Pastor Jackson, once again, I thank you, sir. I know you got a couple of things going on, but we thank you for being with us tonight. And
thank you for having me.
We hope to talk to you soon. And Sister Kimberly, again, I thank you. I know you have a meeting to go to, and so we're going to end there, unless you have something inside of you that you would like to pray for, and I kind of feel something inside of me right now. But go ahead, Mama, please let us just not even take this time for granted. Let us go. Go ahead, Mama.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank and praise you, Father God, for this day, Father God. You are so worthy to be praised, God. We come to you as humble as we know how, God, just thanking and praising you, God, for everything that you have done for us, Father God. Father God, we are thanking you for the possessions and the resources and finances you have given us, Father God. And we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you want us to be good stewards over what you have given us, Lord God. Father God, we are not all educated into how to handle our finances or even our possession of finances, God. But you have opened up this door of opportunity here at the PRF table so that we can become educated in our possessions, resources, and finances, Father God. Father God, everything belongs to you. You say the earth is yours, the fullness thereof.
Yes.
You also tell us, Father God, in your word, to trust in you with all our heart and for us not to lean on our own understanding, but acknowledge you in everything we do. And you say you shall direct our path. So, Father God, we can't do this by ourselves. We need your help, Father God. And as you have opened up this door of opportunity for all of us that are here at the PRF family, Father God, that you help us, God. Teach us, God. Guide us, God. Hallelujah. And to being a good, taking care of what you have given us, God. We pray over our finances, God, that we'll use the money the way we are supposed to use it, God. We need to get on a budget. Hallelujah. And God, you would give us that don't even know how to make a budget, Father God. You will show us how to do things. But we have to be sincere with you, God. We have to want to change, God. We have to want. Hallelujah. We have to want it, God. We have to want it. Oh, hallelujah. We have to want to change. We want to just be so thankful for what you've given us. And even if we just have a can of beans in the house, be thankful. Because some people don't even have that, God. God, you strengthen us. Keep our minds focused, God. The foolishness that we have done in the past about our finances, this is a new thing now. And we and all the knowledge that we are learning here and even the understanding, because I think a lot of us have knowledge of finance. We have some knowledge, but we need to have understanding. And God, this door of opportunity here has given us some understanding to put some things in order. Some things that are priorities, God. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. And I have to be thankful, God. Not always just want, but how about looking back, God, and thank you for what you have done for me, God. Thank you, God, for how I needed 25 cents, Lord. Hallelujah. And you made a way for me to get that 25 cent. Hallelujah. Be thankful for the small things. Hallelujah. I want to be faithful over the small things. And then if I can be faithful over the small things, then you can trust me with more. I pray, God, that we also speak the word over our finances. Hallelujah. You said to us as believers to speak the word only. So when a situation comes up, you expect from me, because you know I know, and I have read that yes, this is a situation here, God, but I know, God, you are able. Hallelujah. Nothing's impossible with you, but I have to believe that you're able. Hallelujah. I have to know that I know that I know, hallelujah, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. And my trust have to be in you, hallelujah. We have the plan here, but we have to do the work. We have such a beautiful
Amen.
Outline
Amen.
Here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have a beautiful outline here on how to do things. But it's up to us to maintain and do the work. So I thank you, God, for this opportunity to come to you, God. And I thank you, God, for the possession, resources, and finance ministry, God, and everyone. Even if someone just listened to it one time, God, a seed was planted on that particular subject, God. So we just want to be thankful, God. Be thankful. I just want to be appreciative, God. Not take you for granted, God, and then expect that you're just going to just drop things in my hands. No, this is a journey. Hallelujah. And sometimes you want to bless us, God, but we have to get some things straight in our lives, God. So that's why you say just trust you. Just trust you. Hallelujah. And we're thanking you tonight. We're praising you tonight. We're glorifying you. We're giving you all the honor, praise, and glory because you are so worthy of all our praise. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Sister Kimberly, I know you had a meeting to go to, so I didn't want you to leave without us being able to say goodbye to you or see you later. So, again, I say thank you for offering that prayer for us, not just for us at the PRF table, but these are for the people that are listening to this show, the people that are listening through our website, the people that are listening through Facebook. Time is out for not dealing with what we know is hurting and challenging so many people in our churches, in our own households, in our own families, in our own communities. So, Sister Kimberly, thank you once again, and we look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. Thank you, PRF family, and thank you, Dr. Dunlap.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. All right. Listen, Mama, there is something that's really, really on my heart, and I just want to pray for that. We'll come back probably in about 30 seconds or so, and I'll just get into it when we come back. Amen?
Amen.
Good evening, once again, my brothers and my sisters, and you're listening to the PRF Table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and our theme for this month, May 2017, is praying for your finances. This is the first of many sessions that we're going to have this month, and we want to just be so intentional about praying for your finances. And so we have decided to not just have four sessions this month, every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but we're also going to have some other live sessions throughout the week at various times. So if you are in need of prayer for your finances, if you're not where you think you need to be and your faith is a little bit shattered or you really don't know how to pray for your finances, look, reach out to us. I was advised to make sure that by Sister Ernestine that we give you all the contact information to call us. To contact us. So you can reach us through our website, prfministry.org. You can also reach us at admin@prfministry.org. You can reach out to me, Dunlap@prfministry.org. You can call us at area code 267-437-7999. Listen, we don't want you to continue to experience some of the financial challenges that you're experiencing. And we sure want folks inside the church to get it together. But I'm just telling you, there's something to be said about us being so specific and intentful about our prayers. If you go in, and Mama, do you remember the biblical story when the apostles went before the Sanhedrin Council, right? In the early chapters of Acts. And I remember this because I was at Bethlehem Baptist Church at the time, and I never forget it. I was teaching on the book of Acts. This was like when I really started coming out of my shell, I guess, years ago. And the pastor at that time allowed me to start teaching on the book of Acts, and that's where God led me to. But the thing that got me was they left out of that meeting with the Sanhedrin Council. And it shook them because they said, you know, if you continue to preach and teaching the word of God, speaking the name of Jesus, right, if you keep doing that, then we're going to have your heads, basically. The thing that I love about it was when they met up with the other believers, they all came together in prayer. But it wasn't that they all just came together in prayer. Here's what happened. They told them what the Sanhedrin Council said to them. So that means that meant that they had to open up to their fears. They couldn't just come to the rest of the folk and say, or I'm not going to say they couldn't, but this is what did not happen. They didn't leave out of, from in front of the Sanhedrin council who had locked them up and threatened their life, right?
Yeah.
And to get to everybody else and just say, how do you need y'all to pray for us? No, they was like, look, we were scared. We were shook. This thing didn't feel good. And so my prayer is for men everywhere who are dealing with financial challenges, that the Spirit of God just comes over and overtakes their fears. Because trust me, I know what I'm talking about. It's not a good thing when you are sitting there as a father, but you can't do more to take care of your family. So I am going to encourage all men that are listening, all men that are connected to other men, bring some more men to this fold so we can pray more for men in dealing with their finances.
That's good.
I'm going to end on this note. I'm going to end on making sure that we go back to Luke chapter 18, where it says men ought to pray. Men ought to pray. So if there is a bunch of situations that are financial related that are going on in your household, I can tell you that the Bible says men ought to pray. I can tell you that it also says that we have to pray without ceasing. I can tell you that if you're going through some struggles, all those who are weary and heavy laden, need you. I don't say I need you, but I'm just suggesting that you come to God.
Yes.
Come to God who can give you that rest. Because too many of my brothers that are out here, and it may not be those who are listening, but we all know some brothers who are going through some stuff right now that need our prayers. We got to bring them into the fold. And stop all this thing that it has to be that they got to get saved first, because that's not it. Jesus dealt with them where they were. So I pray, God, that those who are listening just have the courage and the strength and the wisdom to deal with people, deal with other men where they are. There's some men that are out here that are dealing with some child support issues. It's not a good feeling. The system ain't fair. But you may have to still be inside of that system for 5 years, 7 more years, 13 more years. I pray God's strength on you, my brothers. I pray it. I pray it.
Amen.
I pray for the renewing of men's minds when it comes to finances. I pray for your renewing of your mind when it comes to insurance. I pray for the renewing of your mind when it comes to having a will. All these are PRF-related matters, and Lord knows that they're important to God. I pray for this PRF team. I pray for every host. I pray for every listener, all the listeners who have listened to us. I lift all of them up right now, God. I lift their finances up right now. I lift their possessions up right now. Everyone, the thousands among thousands that have been with us over almost 5 years in the name of Jesus. Lord, if things that are not straight, I pray, God, that you help them to set them straight. With things that are good, God, I pray that they continue to be good. For pastors who have a hard heart to what God is, what you are doing, God, with PRF, I pray, God, that you break up that stony heart. Because, Lord, you know, like I know, the people are suffering, and they're suffering in silence. So I pray for some open hearts, God, to receive in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Listen, next week, I won't be able to say that that's definitely going to be session number 2. Because we're probably going to have 1 or 2 sessions that are going to happen before next Thursday. So listen, if you want us to pray, if you want to come on and pray, if you want to organize something, we have 26 more days or something like that, 27 more days in a month. Let's utilize them. And let's get these up so when we can put them on the website and be so specific and say, here's a prayer for men. Here's a prayer for people in the church. Here's a prayer for people that are struggling with their finances. We want to capture all of those things so that other folks can attach on to what God is trying to do in this season. There's some things coming, but I promise you this,
if you don't get yourself prepared, if you don't put some things in order, it's going to be paying a price that you do not want to pay. So with that, Mama, we're going to say
yes.
God bless you. We love you. We thank you, to everybody who's been with us, Pastor Jackson, Assembly Solid, Adia, Brother Feast, are all in their absence. We just lift them up. We pray their strength. You know, if they're not here, then there's a reason. And so I just feel as the one who God has given this particular vision to and has put the responsibility mostly on my shoulders, that we just continue to lift up those who are just connected to us. I was so blessed today where somebody contacted me this afternoon and said, if it wasn't for being connected to PRF, where would I be?
Amen.
That's something special, y'all.
Yes.
She didn't say connected to you, Dr. Dunlap. She said to PRF. And we know PRF is God's baby. I just get a chance to hold it every now and then. All right. God bless y'all. We love y'all. We will see y'all next week. Contact us. Reach out to us. Hit us up on our Facebook page. Look at what we're doing. Get to where we're going to be. We're going to be all over the place this summer. Opelika, Alabama on June the 3rd. Sanford, Florida on June the 24th. Huntersville, North Carolina, July the 15th. Havre de Grace, Merlin, August the 12th in Columbia, South Carolina on August the 26th. So if you're anywhere close, I would say get there. If you're not close, get there. If you know somebody that's there, tell them to get there. We will see you. This is Dr. Nate Dunlap on behalf of everybody here on the PRF table. We love you. God bless you, and we see y'all next week.